You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
All facts, no fiction. It's Daybreak with Brian and Jamie.
7:06 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. My name is Jamie Martinson.
And good morning, I'm Brian Noonan, and it is time, Jamie, the final day of the Break Into Spring Multi-State Text to Win contest. Your chance to win $200 today and to be qualified for the grand prize. Oh my goodness, the big mattress package from Verlo. You get a queen mattress, you get the sheets, you get the mattress protector, you get those active dough pillows, which again have nothing to do with sourdough bread. It's a combination of things, but you get all of that. It's an almost $1,400 value, but you can't just call in.
Nope.
That'd be cheating. You can't just text in the regular number. You got to use your Civic Media app. And then what do they do, Jamie? Because we told them to have their apps.
Yes, then you got to text us this word once you get your app already. The word today, or for this hour, I should say, is shine. S-H-I-N-E. Shine is your word this hour. Again, S-H-I-N-E. That is the word you need to text us before 8 o'clock so you can qualify for that cash prize as well as that brand new mattress set. Oh, we've already got the text rolling in this morning. One more time, shine, S-H-I-N-E. We'll give that to you a couple more times this hour so that you can qualify as well. But our attention turns to the headlines this morning.
We're going to talk in just a couple minutes to James Kelly, our reporter from the Chippewa Valley, about what's going on tomorrow. But let's take a look. First in Iran, President Trump said that it's up to Iranian leaders to convince him to halt the war, saying he doesn't care about making a deal and that the U.S. has additional targets to, quote, hit before we leave, end quote.
Also, Israel's military said early this morning that it had conducted a wave of strikes in the heart of Tehran after U.S. President Donald Trump again extended that self-imposed deadline for Tehran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. Trump says talks to end the war are going very well, but Iran continues to publicly insist it is not negotiating with the White House.
Now, that came just after he said he doesn't care about making a deal, but the talks are going very well. Iran's stranglehold on shipping through the Strait of Hormuz has caused growing concerns of a global energy crisis and appears to be part of a strategy to get the U.S. to back down by roiling up the world economy. A Gulf-era bloc said on Thursday that Iran is now exacting tolls from ships to ensure their safe passage through the waterway. So that is those are a few headlines from Iran. Let's turn our focus a little closer to home, Parker, because there is some stuff you need to know.
It's a wake-up call in more ways than one. Time for some you need to know.
I love that open. It makes me very happy.
This is good news. I can't believe it, but it is good news. The Senate early this morning approved Homeland Security funds to pay TSA agents and most other agencies, but not the immigration enforcement operations at the heart of the budget impasse that has jammed airports, disrupted travel, and imposed financial hardships on workers. The deal, which the Senate approved unanimously without a roll call, now goes to the House, which is expected to consider it Friday. They better consider it fast because you know they leave for their two-week break now. John Thune, the Senate Majority Leader, said we can get at least a lot of the government opened up again, and we'll go from there. Obviously, we still have some work to do. The deal didn't include any of the restraints that Democrats have demanded as they sought to rein in the mass deportation agenda of this administration. Chuck Schumer, not in an angry word or strongly worded letter, but actually came out and said the outcome could have been reached weeks ago. He vowed that his party would continue fighting to ensure Trump's rogue immigration operation does not get more funding without serious reform. So at least on what would have been another missed payday, TSA agents are going to get their pay. And so will FEMA, and so will the Coast Guard. Everybody will get funded.
Yes, absolutely. And those are things that we can celebrate this morning. In other stuff you need to know, Iran and the United States appeared at an impasse yesterday, hardening their positions over ceasefire talks and setting the stage for another potential escalation in the Middle East war as thousands more U.S. troops neared the region. President Trump extended his deadline for Iran Iran to open the Strait of Hormuz to April 6th, and Tehran tightened its grip on the crucial strait while Israel poured more troops into southern Lebanon to fight the Iran-backed militant group Hezbollah. The U.S. has offered shifting objectives, including ensuring Iran's missiles and nuclear programs are no longer a threat and ending Tehran's support for armed groups in the region. Washington at one point also pushed for the overthrow of Iran's theocracy. Iran continues to fire missiles, and there is no sign of an uprising against the government. Iran has been blocking ships from the strait that it perceives as linked to the U.S. and Israeli war effort, while letting through a trickle of others. Trump said during a cabinet meeting yesterday that Iran is allowing some oil tankers through as a sign of good faith for the talks.
And a little closer to home, as part of budget cuts at Milwaukee Public Schools, 201 employees received letters this week informing them that their jobs will end after this school year. That according to MPS, who shared the news on March 25th. Layoffs are expected as part of Superintendent Brenda Caselius's plan to reduce about 260 jobs, which was approved by the Milwaukee School Board on March 9th. Many of those jobs are already vacant, and a small number of employees in the targeted positions decided to retire. That means 201 of those employees got notices about their jobs ending. Most heavily, the cuts include 59 assistant principals and 9 deans. So not a good day if you are an MPS employee. But tomorrow is going to be quite the day. Tomorrow is the big No Kings rally. It's the third No Kings march of the year, of this last year. Well, organizers are saying that this could be the biggest protest march in U.S. history. There are more than 3,100 events scheduled nationwide. There are more than 75 protest marches and rallies planned throughout Wisconsin. And we want to know from you, if you're going, where are you going to go? If you're planning on going, have you made signs? What's your plan for the No Kings protests tomorrow? And if you need to know where a protest is, we can help you with that too. 855-75-CIVIC. But we want to go up to the Chippewa Valley to James Kelly. He is our reporter for WCFW and WSCM in the Eau Claire and Chippewa Valley area. Chippewa Falls Valley, or Chippewa Falls
there we go.
Region. It's the Chippewa Valley. James, save me from talking over myself and becoming a rambling idiot. What's the outlook for No Kings in your area?
Yeah, it's Chippewa something or other.
Chippewa. I always say Chippewa Valley because I think
Chippewa
Line
County,
and Kugels.
Chippewa Falls, we got so many. And we will have a No Kings protest in Chippewa Falls, downtown Chippewa Falls as well. But the big one's going to be taking place in Eau Claire starting at 10 a.m. Going out of Owen Park. You mentioned this could be one of the larger protests we've ever seen across the country. That is certainly a possibility here. The last time we did this No Kings protest here in Eau Claire, about 6,000 people wow. were in attendance. That's wow. you know, over, about triple what it was the first time around at about 2,000. And this time they added a new march route. So I would assume that means they're expecting even more this year.
James, are you hearing anything from the organizers about how they're preparing for maybe even more people? Are you expecting any sort of upgrade in security from the local police enforcement?
Yeah, they've worked pretty closely with the Eau Claire Police Department in the past to kind of ensure that everything is running smoothly and there's not really any conflict between counter protesters. The last time around, it's interesting there were less incidents of people kind of going at each other during the protest the last time than the first time, despite it being a larger event, which I thought was interesting. The first time around, you know, there were some people honking their horns, sharing some interesting language out their window as they drove by. And I even saw one woman hanging halfway out the passenger side of a truck carrying a Trump 2024 flag, which seemed incredibly dangerous. So I'm glad that didn't happen the second time around.
Yeah, that's well, good, that kind of thinking. Anyway, I don't want to upset anybody in the Eau Claire area. So they're expecting another big crowd. Do you think because of we've heard reports from that area about, you know, some ICE activity up there, is that driving more people, you think, to take to the streets tomorrow?
I think it will. I think over the first two protests, we've kind of seen maybe one major theme stick out of what everybody's signs are saying and what everyone's saying about what kind of drove them out here. The first time around, it was immigration. The second time, healthcare and tariffs. And with the recent ICE enforcement action that took place in Altoona here a few weeks ago, I would assume that there's going to be a few people in attendance who are not so happy about that and want to make their voices heard and want their signs to reflect that. There will be a lot of signs and costumes and everything tomorrow.
We're talking with James Kelly. He's Civic Media's reporter for WCFW and at WSCM in the Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls region. You mentioned that Altoona event that took place a few weeks ago. How has the community responded to that event, James?
Well, there was a pretty big turnout at Altoona City Hall at the meeting just after that. A lot of people were looking for answers about the involvement of local law enforcement in the incident. They're claim is that they were kind of just in the area. ICE told them that they were going to be conducting an enforcement action at a local construction site, and they responded to a local school just in case there were any complications. The individuals who were the target of the enforcement action ended up hiding in a nearby house, and local law enforcement was called when the owner of the house didn't really feel comfortable dealing with immigration enforcement. So they did end up being involved in taking those individuals into custody. So there was a lot of questions about how much involvement they really did have in the incident. It's some questions that are still yet to be answered about that. But so far, it looks like most people are going to have a pretty significant focus on that specifically for this No Kings event.
James, you mentioned earlier that there's, you know, at every protest like this, there are people from both sides. And we know Wisconsin is notoriously a purple state. In the Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls area, how purple is it? Does it go a little more red, a little more blue? What's the breakdown up there? And do you anticipate people coming in from other areas to bolster one side or another?
I certainly think there will be some visitors from at least maybe half an hour out, maybe the Menominee area or Rice Lake, just in the Chippewa Valleys. There are other protests scheduled in those areas, but I believe Eau Claire will likely be the biggest one. Eau Claire runs pretty blue. They have a lot of blue state representatives right now, obviously represented by Congressman Derek Van Orden in Congress. And Chippewa Falls is a little more the opposite. It's a little redder. The last time they had the No Kings rally in Chippewa Falls, it was really only about 550, maybe 600 people. But they kind of circle this big entrance into downtown Chippewa Falls, obviously a smaller city than Eau Claire. So it certainly feels like a lot more than that. And there are a few more people driving by who are willing to share their thoughts on the protests in Chippewa Falls than Eau Claire, I've noticed.
James, we've got just about a minute left. Give us those specifics one more time for the Eau Claire rally, where and when, and when people can, you know, get most involved tomorrow.
Yeah, so Eau Claire will start at 10 a.m. There's going to be some speeches and a quick program beforehand. That'll be at Owen Park in Eau Claire. And then there will be five different march routes so people can organize, go wherever they want. I believe one will go around some other local parks. One will go down towards UW-Eau Claire. And then in Chippewa Falls, it'll be at the Peace Circle, which is that big roundabout going right into downtown Chippewa Falls. That'll start at 4 p.m. And also in Eau Claire, there's going to be some musical performances after the march, which should be exciting.
Love it.
Nice.
Love it.
Springsteen coming down from Minneapolis?
I don't know if he's going to make the trip for this. There might be another protest he has to hit first.
Well, James, thanks so much. James Kelly is a Civic Media's reporter at WCFW and WSCM in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. And we appreciate your time this morning, James. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Thank you. It is 7:19 right now. Swiper's Day is next on the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
7:22 right now. We hope that you are having a great Friday morning, almost another weekend. Thank you so much for joining us. It is time for Swiper Stay here on the Civic Media Network. This is where we put away the politics for just a short time and, you know, talk about something else. Our producer, Frank, joins us. Good morning. How are you today?
You know, I'm kind of dead inside from baseball yesterday, but other than that,
it's
kind of
early in the season to be that dead inside already.
It's tough in Chicago. Mm. Dang.
Frank is when you're a Cubs fan.
Frank has freed up the next 6 months, as have I. It's like, all right.
I'll be in the bleachers heckling people if anybody needs me.
Okay. All right. That's where we'll find you. We know where to look now.
Perfect. A couple of old styles deep. But anyway, it's swipe or stay. I'm going to read some pop culture headlines to Brian and Jamie. Good pop culture headlines, Parker, in case you're wondering.
Parker was going to ask.
I like it.
They're fine. Brian and Jamie will have to decide whether or not they want to stay and hear more about the story or swipe on to the next one. Parker gets to be the tiebreaker if it comes down to it. A former NFL star has opened the door to a comeback.
Oh, I know this story. Stay. Stay.
I don't know this story. I'll stay.
To nobody's surprise, Tom Brady has inquired about a comeback to the NFL. True story.
At least you didn't say Aaron Rodgers.
Are you sure? Well, Aaron's playing.
Is he?
Allegedly.
Right?
Okay.
Allegedly.
Go. Anyway, go ahead.
I think he's going to play.
Tom Brady is what, 72?
Yes.
He's 42.
Okay.
He looks very good for 72, but yes. Okay.
So he opened up the can of worms. He did ask the NFL about a possible comeback. And his quote is, "I actually have inquired and they don't like that idea very much." And he said, "That's all I'm going to say about that.
That's all I'm going to say about
that. We explored a lot of different things, and I'm very happily retired. Let me just say that, too." So, a couple of things. One, I think Tom would still be a pretty decent quarterback in today's NFL. However, you are now a part owner, and there was an issue with you even broadcasting for Fox, let alone come back into the playing field. So what are you going to do? Part own the Raiders? And then play for, I don't know, you play against the Raiders. Are you going to be shaving points? There's such a huge issue with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, you know what? We get it. You're Tom Brady. Relax. Just, you got nothing else to prove.
Be retired.
Sit down.
Yeah.
Be retired.
Yeah. Be retired.
Be on, be on Fox every weekend.
Yeah.
Make a lot of money. Be pretty. You're seeing the tabloids every other week have you out with some smoke show that you're allegedly dating. Alex Earle was the latest one. Yes. Go look her up if you don't know what she looks like. I think you're doing just fine, Tom.
Yeah, Tom, you got this handled.
Although I will say the one thing that Tom Brady is not as good at as I think everybody was hoping he was going to be is actually being in the booth. He's got a specific role. He really has a specific role in the booth, but there are players who have done that job much better than Tom Brady has.
But I think Romo has gotten so bad that Tom looks really,
really good
now.
Yeah.
I think that's he's doing true. Better.
I like Greg
but
Olson.
I do agree with you, Jamie.
Oh, Greg Olson.
Yeah, Greg Olson is Greg Olson.
I like Greg.
And not just because I share a name.
Jamie, I thought you were going to say he's not as good at being a husband because of the divorce. But
No.
Wow.
No.
Ouch. Story
sorry.
Two.
I'm sorry, Tom. I love you. You're still my favorite. We have an upcoming movie star fought for a role on the set of the movie about to be released.
Upcoming movie star.
Yes, star of an upcoming movie.
Star of an upcoming movie. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, I listen,
but
Frank.
She's an established star.
All right. Okay. I'll say stay.
I hope it has something to do with an intimacy coach and an inappropriate fondling. I'm going to stay.
You're going to be very disappointed, Brian. As you always are. So before they started shooting the sequel to The Devil Wears Prada, Anne Hathaway made sure the producers knew how she felt about the models in the movie. Apparently, after going to Milan Fashion Week, Meryl Streep said her and Hathaway were appalled at how skeletal all the models were and thought that those beauty standards were done away with years ago in modeling. So apparently when they got back, Hathaway ran right up to the producers and fought to keep beauty standards in this next movie realistic.
I don't disagree with them. It's becoming very skeletal again. Demi Moore was an example at the Oscars. Ariana Grande is so thin. And it's just not great. So I don't disagree with the two actresses. Lynn from Golden Valley, by the way, chiming in on the text line saying Brady should sponsor some beers, ice cream flavors, restaurants, etc.
He doesn't go to any
those adult
of those.
Diaper ones. Yeah, I was gonna say for the you know the relief.
Maybe some
a
kale.
A cheat day for him is like eating one strawberry.
Yeah, maybe some kale or something.
He's not human. Well, good for Anne Hathaway. Story number three, Frank.
Former NBA star denies sliding into pop star's DMs.
Oh, I know this story too. Stay.
I'm at a swipe.
Parker?
I do not know this one, and I'm a sucker for a swipe into the DMs from a celebrity. I'm staying.
Oh, all right.
DJ Diesel, a.k.a. Shaq, a.k.a. Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaq Daddy? What happened?
Shaq Daddy, the big Diesel, has had to come out and deny sliding into Sabrina Carpenter's DMs.
What? He would
kill her. And sending
explicit
messages.
She's so teeny.
Yes. She is about 5 foot nothing, and he's what, 7'1"?
She'd come to his knees.
The logistics don't work. How does that even happen?
I think that's boy. I'm not about to say how it would work or even
picture it in
try
your
to
mind,
paint the
though.
Picture.
This is a family rated show, gentlemen.
And I can't. I'm not even gonna lie. I can't even say what the messages
were. Oh, they
were
bad.
Because
they were so. Yeah.
Really?
So bad.
They were so explicit.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
Really?
Shaq aired it all out on his podcast and said it was not him. And he said, first of all, ladies, the Diesel got way more game than that. So it was a fake conversation. I urge you to go online and look up what was said because it was
bad.
So hilariously bad.
I believe him, though. I do believe the Diesel got more game than that.
Yeah, I do, too. Yeah. I mean, Shaq,
I
look at
believe
him.
It.
Hopefully. Man. All right. Thank you so much, Frank.
Thank you.
Another great edition of Swiper Stay. It's 7:29 right now. You are listening to Daybreak. This is the Civic Media Network.
Wisconsin wakes up here. Back to Daybreak with Brian and Jamie.
It's 7:35 right now. We hope that your morning is going well so far. Thank you so much for joining us. If you are in Wisconsin Rapids listening on WFHR or in Hayward listening on WBZH, in Madison on WMDX, we are glad that you decided to join us this morning. My name is Jamie Martinson.
And good morning. I'm Brian Noonan. Glad you're here. If you want to get involved in the program, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Jamie, we are in the final stretch of our participation in the Break Into Spring Multi-State Text to Win contest. It took me till the 10th day, the final day, to get the title of it absolutely correct.
It's a long title.
It's wordy. All you need to know is you need to text us a word. You could win $200. You could win a grand prize of a Verlo Queen mattress set valued at almost $1,400. But you can't just text our number. Jamie, no. I know you like to give the word because you get to spell
I
and it reminds you
spell.
Of your many spelling bee
Makes
championships.
Thank you.
So,
not a lie.
You're very.
I do get to spell. And yes, thank you. You have to use your Civic Media app. The word this hour is shine. S-H-I-N-E. Shine is the word that you need to text us before 8 o'clock in order for you to qualify for those great prizes that Brian was describing. Shine. S-H-I-N-E. But that's not all, Brian. And thank you, Ray, for being so on the ball this morning, for getting that word in as soon as I said it. We are also going to give everybody a chance to win some tickets to see the Brewers play the Yankees coming up in like 15 minutes, less than 15 minutes. So be ready because
we need you to call in because you have to you have to win these, not just call in or not just text in and hope, you know, maybe we pick you. No, you have to earn these tickets.
Yes.
It's a fun game. Troy played yesterday. Troy won in the first round. Boom.
He was quick.
He's a big winner and he had his tickets within 10 minutes.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
Just have your MLB, your ballpark app.
Yep, your MLB ballpark app. You got to have that ready. Remember you have to remember your email address that you signed up with. That's the key to that one.
That is the key because that's how we'll get you the tickets and they get to you right away. But you also need to call in so you can play. And you'll get – now, Jamie undersold it, I think. You said just two tickets to the Brewers versus the Yankees on May 10th, which is true technically.
Yes.
But these are not just –
No.
random seats.
No, these are great seats. These are club level seats at AmFam Field, which means you're going to get little higher view. You're going to have the seats where if you use your ballpark app, you can buy your food and they're going to bring it right to your chair. You get to see the sausage races from above. You get a full view of the entire stadium. And then if you look over to your left when you're sitting in those seats, you will get a nice view of Bernie Chalet and see him hanging out up there too. Fantastic.
I saw one place. Of our bosses, and I'm, I'll speak out of school. What are they going to do, fire me? One of our bosses took the day off here, so they went to the game and was sitting in those seats.
Oh,
and
amazing.
I saw the pictures he posted from those seats, and I was like, oh, man, I want to win those tickets.
They're good seats. The club-level seats
are really a lot
of fun.
Really nice seats.
A really great view of the ballpark. It's a super fun atmosphere to check out the game. So, again, that is coming up at 7:50. So now we're about 10 minutes or so away from you being able to call in and have a chance to play our really fun game and win that pair of tickets for the Brewers and the Yankees. May 10th, again, is that game time. So, yes,
and while you're waiting to do that, text SHINE on your Civic Media app, SHINE.
While we've got
a few minutes of levity, let's balance it out with a few more minutes of misery. That's how we do it here on Daybreak. We make you smile, then we go, oh, hey, wait, we still live in America, and this is what's happening. The Justice Department and the Department of Homeland Security are close to an agreement to share voter registration data for immigration and criminal investigations, expanding how that data could be used beyond elections. Oh, that sounds nice, doesn't it? No. The data comes from voter rolls the federal government is trying to collect from states and could include sensitive personal information like partial Social Security numbers, driver's license numbers, voting history, and eligibility documents. The plan would likely allow officials to cross-check voter data with federal immigration databases like the SAVE system to identify possible non-citizens on voter rolls. They will not let this go, Jamie.
No.
So many non-citizens have been voting. It's the election process is sick with non-citizens.
Well, actually, it's not.
Because it seems like a big problem. They bring it up all the time.
It is not. In fact, in some states, voter fraud is extremely rare across the board. But in some states, fraud rates are as low as, are you ready for this? I'm going to give you the actual number this morning.
All right.
0.000084% of votes.
That's like a 10,000th of a percent. I'm trying to do my place values.
Yes.
Ones, like, tens, hundreds,
yes,
thousands,
like 10,000th of a, yes. It is so minuscule at this point. Nationwide studies show that fraud is vanishingly rare. That's the word that these studies use. And not enough to impact election outcomes. Even large reviews have found that only dozens of cases out of tens of millions of votes even exist because our elections are closely monitored.
But then I have to ask, why do we keep focusing on that? If these reports perhaps are flawed, because if these reports were correct, rational people wouldn't keep harping on the same fallacy.
They're only flawed because this president lost in 2020. That's why they're flawed. And
but
when
he won in 2024.
Yes, but we're not litigating the 2024 election and its accuracy. We're only still talking about the 2020 election.
Kamala Harris isn't behind this, saying that
turns out
non-citizens were voting?
Because if she was, then she'd probably be president if she was behind this, right? So let's just be honest for a minute, right? So the point to that comment, though, is that in 2024, we are not litigating that because this president won. So he has no problem with the outcome of that presidential election. In 2020, which is what we continually keep talking about, where all of this voter fraud apparently happened, he lost. And so we continually bring it up, even though the courts have told us time and time again, there was absolutely no fraud whatsoever. And we just told you that it was 0.000084% of voter fraud in our election systems.
Now, wait, is this the same guy who says that mail-in ballots is the equivalent of mail-in cheating and then votes by mail?
Yes, this is the same individual. The exact same individual.
Is this the same guy who tells me that the war is going very well and then says he doesn't care about a deal because nobody's talking to him?
Yes, that also seems very accurate this morning.
Right. I'm trying to get a grip on this. I'm having trouble.
What I think is also interesting about this story coming out yesterday is the fact that this Department of Justice just subpoenaed Minnesota for their voter rolls. That subpoena mm-hmm. was handed out yesterday. So obviously there is something that they're targeting. In Minnesota, it has been the Somali community that they have been targeting. If you're paying attention to what's happening here, even in Wisconsin, they have threatened to get their hands on Wisconsin's voter rolls. And in fact, mm-hmm. just this week alone, the ACLU, Law Forward, Common Cause, and some other groups asked a court to block a federal lawsuit seeking Wisconsin's voter data. Now, Wisconsin officials say that they are legally required to protect that information and cannot release it. And of course, there are people who say that there's no clear reason for safeguards for the request, and they warn that it could lead to the misuse, intimidation, and less trust in elections, noting similar efforts have failed in other states. And that's exactly what this is, right?
Yes.
They want to make sure that people do not trust the election process. This president is already saying that the midterm results cannot be trusted. It is March, right? I'm looking at my calendar. March? Right. Am I at,
this
right?
Is what,
okay.
But this is what he did before mm-hmm. the 2016 election, before 2020. He has done this from the very beginning, and enough of his minions believe it,
right?
That's why you saw all those Stop the Steal lunatics running around. And I'm sorry if you were one of those people.
Are we talking about the guy in Racine?
That I called you a lunatic?
The guy in Racine this week? Yeah.
Yeah, who yeah. was convicted of election yeah. fraud because he stole ballots pretending mm-hmm. to be somebody else in yeah. order to prove that elections
yes.
were. Yeah, we're talking about those kind of
things. Okay, all right. I'm just making sure we're all on the same page here this morning.
Yeah, sometimes it seems like we are in bizarro world because we lay out the facts and it's like none of the facts add up. Nothing is as it's told to us. Nothing is as it should be. Nothing is right. And that's the problem. But the distrust has been sowed. And it was funny, if you think back, Jamie, and you and I remember, Parker's young. He probably doesn't remember 2016. He was watching Nick at Night, doing whatever it is he did with the Rugrats.
Full House, 9 o'clock, Nick
Full
at Night.
Oh, that's rude. Rude.
It was good.
There's my callback.
I love it.
Full House,
well,
Parker.
Yes.
That was just for you. They started that, and nobody else had ever called into question. But
yeah.
It started sowing dissent, and people said, "Well, if he doesn't win, he's going to say the election is fixed." And his supporters were like, "Oh, you're just crazy." That's their whole thing.
Yeah.
You're just crazy. You have Trump derangement syndrome, and he did, and he won in 2016, so the elections were cool.
Yeah.
2020, he did not win.
Elections
and
are bad.
That's when it started. Elections are bad. Now he won 2024. Elections are okay. But not all elections, only elections that Republicans won.
Right.
Because if a Republican won a statewide office, or if a Republican, won a seat in the Senate or the House, those elections, those had to be called into question. So people buy into this, and I wonder, listen, I know we don't want to single out people. I know we don't want to aggravate people who voted a different way. But I am always curious about what about the facts do they not get?
Right.
How can you look at the numbers and still believe what's coming out of the administration? I don't know. I don't want to cast aspersions on your intelligence. I don't want to cast aspersions on their character. I just wonder how it could be. And I don't know.
No, and it's a question that, you know, I often think about as well. And I honestly think, you know, and here's the thing. If you're listening this morning and you are a Republican voter, we'd love to hear from you. No, we have no animosity to you. We generally just want to have a conversation.
Know.
Yeah.
I just have to know what's going on. But, Jamie, we got to put this on hold.
We
because
do.
Because I want people to go to this baseball game.
Yes.
I want people to go see the Brewers take on the New York Yankees on May 10th, sitting in club-level seats, compliments of Daybreak with Brian and Jamie. I know they probably came from the company, but we're giving them away.
That's
so
right.
They're
from us. Yeah.
Here's what you need to do. When we go to break and news starts, you need to start calling in at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842, and get in line to play Song Strikeout. It's an easy game.
It's easy.
You get three strikes. First, we play a second of a song. You don't get it, that's your first strike. Then it's 3 seconds. Don't get it, your second strike. Then we play 5 seconds of that song. Hopefully by now you get it and you win the tickets. If not, third strike, you're out, hit the bench. We're going to bring somebody else into the box. But that's how it is. It's really easy. It's fun. And I know you're not used to calling in on Civic Media to play games, but play a game with us.
Yeah.
Let's play a game.
One more time, that number, 1-855-752-4842, 1-855-75-CIVIC. It is 7:48 right now. You are listening to Daybreak. My name is Jamie Martinson. Call so we can play a game.
On the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
7:52 right now. It is time for Song Strikeout, and we are so excited to hopefully give away this pair of Brewers tickets. May 10th, AmFam Field, the Yankees coming to town. You get those club seats, Brian. It's going to be a good time.
Very nice. It's an easy game. Here are the rules. We're going to play 1 second of a song. The contestant will have to guess the song and the artist. You need both song and artist. If you get it wrong, well, that's strike one. Then you'll get another pitch. You'll get 3 seconds of the song. If you still can't guess, well, that's strike two, but we will then give you 5 seconds of the song. If you don't get it after 5 seconds, that's strike three. You are out, and we move on to the batter on deck. Remember, you need to have the song and the artist. All right, coming into the batter's box now, our first batter is Joe from Neenah. Joe, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We are excited that you're on deck. What are you doing, Neenah, Joe?
Well, I got the day off today.
Oh, nice.
I got flex hours at my job. We got them all in by Thursday and get an extra day a weekend.
Oh.
Perfect. And what kind of job is that? That sounds like a good job to give you all that time.
Machining.
Oh, all right.
Machining.
Okay.
All right. Very good.
Yeah, I love it.
All right, Joe. How's your musical knowledge?
It's very wide. I listen to plenty of radio. I'm guessing this is all 90s hip-hop songs, right?
100%. Non-stop. Because
right.
we're actually switching format after
yes.
this game.
Yes.
We're going all 90s hip-hop because Big Daddy
Shaq.
DJ Brian is ready to drop some tracks. Yes, Joe. So here's, you understand the rules. We're going to give you 1 second of first, and you get 3 strikes, and hopefully you're going to see the Brewers take on the Yankees. Joe, are you ready?
Ready to roll.
All right, the windup and the pitch.
Okay, that was 1 second. Any idea what that is?
Mm. Joe Cocker, Life is a Highway.
No.
No, that is incorrect. Strike one.
All right,
Parker winds up. And the pitch.
Ooh. Any idea?
Red Hot Chili Peppers, California Cation.
Yes!
There it is.
Yes! Oh,
that
my gosh!
That is it. Congratulations.
Congratulations!
Joe, you are going to see the Milwaukee Brewers take on the New York Yankees May 10th. You're sitting in the club seats, and these are nice. Congratulations, Joe. That was very good. I was thinking, after you had said you listened to a lot of radio, I'm like,
I knew you heard this song.
I knew you
were
going to
get this one. All right, awesome.
Excellent.
We need you to hang on the line so that Parker can get some information from you in just a second, all right? Thank you so much for calling
Will
in.
Do.
And
congrats, Joe.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Have a good time at that game.
Enjoy the game. There you go.
Wow.
Look, now that's maybe Frank made this game too easy.
Yeah.
We both times our first batter drove one down the line and got in.
Yeah.
So that is excellent.
Either that or they're just really, really smart and they know their music really, really well. Could be that too.
Yeah. It's see, The trick is having to do both the group and the song.
Yes.
There's a lot of songs I know the group who did it, but I don't know the exact title.
Right.
I just call it whatever, you know, whatever's in the chorus. I go, oh, yeah, that must be the title of the song, right?
Sometimes artists are tricky, right? Like they can't, they change things up just a little bit. They take one phrase out
way.
Of it. They do.
Just come on. Don't be so clever.
And I got to tell you, I was so excited to see the Red Hot Chili Peppers on this list. I mentioned it yesterday when we were all talking after the show, but my kid is a drummer. So the Red Hot Chili Peppers are a major part of his vernacular of drumming. So Californication, Danny California, those were all songs that I have listened to so many times.
He didn't do Under the Bridge?
He did not. No. He likes to be able to do a really good hard fill in those songs. So.
Did you see Flea has released a jazz album?
Yes, I did. Love Flea. Who doesn't love Flea? I love Flea. I think he's fantastic. I'm just trying to figure out when the Red Hot Chili Peppers get too old to run around on stage without clothes.
Well, once you start getting that dad bod. They still have the Harewood Chic rock star bods.
They are fantastic in concert, by the way. Red Hot Chili Peppers, again, one of Dexter's favorite bands. So when he turned 18, he wanted to go see like a real concert, not ones that, you know, Corey and I drug into over the years. So
not Hannah Montana?
No, we didn't. No, he wanted a real concert, his music. And so we surprised him for his 18th birthday with tickets to see the Red Hot Chili Peppers in Minneapolis. And so... And then he was like really embarrassed that his parents were going with him. And we were like, dude, we're not missing out on the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah, really. We like them too.
Would you like to wait?
You should have bought him a ticket in one section and you guys in another section. So you can pretend you're by yourself.
Since we're talking about bets so much this morning on this program, would you like to wager how long it took before Anthony Kiedis ripped off his shirt in that concert?
3 bars.
Oh, it was literally... I think Flea hit the first guitar string and Anthony Kiedis' shirt flew into the audience.
Shirts are very restrictive. Sometimes during the show, I just want to rip mine off because I need to gyrate.
Thank you for not.
Listen.
I know it's a radio show, but like we are on camera.
Now we have enough likes on Facebook. We could stream there too.
We do. Mr. Plow King chiming in over on our YouTube chat this morning. He says, I think their Chili Peppers might be from California. You never know from their songs. Obviously, noting the sarcasm in that.
They are very enigmatic, Mr. Plow King. You are correct. Well, congratulations to Joe. Hopefully, we'll be doing more games down the road. And you see how easy it is. We don't bring you on here to humiliate
you. No, we want you to win.
We actually want you to win.
We do.
That was something I got told. I've been fortunate enough in my storied past to be on 3 different TV game shows, and I've won on all of them. But the one thing they told us at the we had reached a point where we were going out, we could either take a big chunk of money or we could risk it. And the producer were all like, you guys do what you want, but we want people to win. And it's like, okay.
That's pretty much the motto here. When we give away, when we have something to give away, we want you to win it. So we're not going to make it hard for you. We're not going to make it tricky. We want to have some fun. And we want you to enjoy all that Wisconsin has to offer too. It's 7:59 right now. This is Daybreak. My name is Jamie Martinson.
Text SHINE really quick. You have a few more seconds. SHINE for the Text to Win contest. SHINE. Do that now. I'm Brian Noonan, and this is the Civic Media Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.